becoming president/CEO of the Muncie, Delaware County Chamber of Commerce. When I interviewed for the Muncie job, it was the most thorough interview I ever experienced, including a mock press conference that was videoed. I came armed with one real surprise. Since Garfield the Cat Studio was based in Muncie, I got Joe Garcia to draw a large poster with Garfield's arm around me visualizing support. Apologies to Jim Davis, the creator of Garfield. Garcia's depiction of Garfield was perfect. I think that bit of creativity helped me land the job. Muncie would prove to be a perfect move for me. Exceptional civic/chamber leadership and a political landscape that was more than willing to work with the chamber for job creation. We bought a home on the White River just west of Muncie, and it was an ideal location and Peggy's favorite home among all that we had. The chamber had an ideal staff structure, especially for a city of that size, 70,000 and 120,000 people countywide. Delaware Co. Economic Dev was under the chamber, and I hired a most talented Missourian, Terry Murphy, as VP after Rob O'Brien left that position to head for Joplin as their chamber exec. Rob also possessed excellent skills. I hired a dynamo in Steve Austin as my membership director, and he was outstanding. We also were in charge of the convention center, and my VP over the center was Mark Mansfield. All outstanding people. The consolidation of everything proved to be a powerful combination to get things done. Most cities have made the mistake of separating the chamber from economic dev, thereby dividing your civic leadership and financial base. I had two boards to report to, the Chamber Board and the Delaware Advancement Corp. The economic dev arm. Both boards had truly remarkable people on it. Greatest civic leadership I ever experienced. Our economic DEV program called Horizon 91 existed when I arrived and was largely financed by private sector donations and dedicated to job creation. We provided to all of our private sector investors and to the elected officials at the city and county very detailed reports on our efforts. We could never claim helping to create a job unless the company president signed off on our efforts. I came on board in 1989, and we had 2 more years of donated monies to work on, so I had to think about the next campaign and also generate some unique thinking to improve the infrastructure needs of the cities in Delaware County as well as the county itself, while also strengthening the chamber. While Rob O'Brien was our VP for economic, he brought to my attention a law in Indiana that would afford us to make a dramatic difference in all of Delaware County via an economic development income tax edit that would be applicable countywide. As we put our heads together, we developed a plan that would do the following: 1. Fund the most important infrastructure project for all of our smaller communities, 2. Expand the convention center and build a new children's museum, 3. Augment the private sector donations to help fund our economic development program. All of this would be financed by a 0.2% local income tax. It was successfully passed by both the Muncie City Council and the Delaware County Commission. My greatest political ally in this effort was Phil Nichols, the Democrat co-chair and a fireman who also sat on the Muncie City Council. He and Mayor Jim Carrey both put job creation ahead of politics, and we got it done. Apparently, I was the first chamber exec who really made an all-out effort to seek bipartisan support, as most chambers are Republican-oriented. Before we announced anything, Rob and I visited with the leaders of our smaller cities and asked, "What is your most important infrastructure need?" We then included those needs in our plan. Jim Davis, the creator of Garfield the Cat, declared that the new children's museum would be Garfield's official home. We also created the next 5 years of our economic development plan called Horizon 96. We then raised $1,759,000 in pledges from the business sector to match edit revenues to finance our economic dev efforts. It paid off handsomely. The edit plan funded $20 million of capital projects, and funded our goal of helping to attract or create 6,500 jobs over 5 years. The total expected return on $14 million of edit investment was a return of $389 million. Terry Murphy, our VP for Econom-IC Dev, did a superb job in overseeing the accomplishments of Horizon 96. This accomplishment garnered statewide recognition and awards. The Indiana State Chamber named Muncie as Indiana's most outstanding community, and the Association of Indiana Counties in 1991 gave one of their five major awards to our county in recognition of our EDIT plan. Our success exceeded our own projections as we achieved our five-year job creation/retention goal in just 2 years. Muncie was ranked second in America in the percentage of job growth from 1 year to the next based on our population. We were also named as one of America's 15 best chambers for communities of 200,000 population or less by the National Association of Membership Directors, NAMD. Our chamber membership grew by 59% during my 5 years as pres. One of the other key things we accomplished for Muncie was putting together a cadre of outstanding businessmen and women who reviewed the operations of the city's departments. This took a lot of political courage from Mayor Carey to allow this critique. But it was all done as constructive input, not done in a critical or adversarial approach. This began before I came to Muncie but was concluded during my tenure. Our critique saved the city considerable tax dollars, and our expertise in the city's selection of a new computer system saved $50,000, just as one example. Our publications also received numerous state and national awards. I was truly blessed with an outstanding staff and exceptional civic leadership, coupled with a real partnership for job creation among the elected leadership at the city and county level. Finally, we helped play a meaningful role in the recruitment of the National Academy of Model Aeronautics. This 200,000-member hobby group purchased over 900 acres for their future development and competition site. We won out over 50 other cities to bring them to Delaware County. At the time, Ball Corp had its headquarters and its foundation located in Muncie. Having both was a huge asset to our efforts. We had so many truly gifted and unselfish business leaders, but none better than Van Smith of Ontario Corp, who had served as the chairman of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He was the brightest and most ethical businessman I ever met. During our 5 years in Muncie, we experienced a 100-year flood of the White River behind our home. It was awesome to see that very gentle small river swell to become a massive wall of water. Fortunately, we were out of the 100-year flood zone. Sounded like a freight train right behind our home. Our 5 years in Muncie were some of the most enjoyable in our life. Peg had made several good friends, and the community could not have treated us better. In early 1994, I attended the National Chamber meeting held in Newport Beach, CA. During the meeting, a massive earthquake hit LA at 4:30 in the morning. I was on the fourth floor of the hotel and we shook pretty good, although I felt that the hotel was probably built to earthquake standards and we experienced no damage. But several chamber execs went home the next day. When I did return home, we landed at the Dayton, Airport around midnight. It was 27 degrees below zero. My car had been sitting in the parking lot for several days and would not start. I called AAA and they cheerfully said, "We'll come out, but it won't start." I stayed the night in the airport and the next day rented a car to return to Muncie. It was a week before it warmed up enough for me to return and drive my car home. In the meantime, I saw a job advertisement in the National Chamber Bulletin announcing the opening for President of the St. Petersburg Area Chamber of Commerce in Florida. St. Petersburg was the fourth largest city in Florida and was the spring training site for my beloved St. Louis Cardinals. My football knees would appreciate the warm winters of FL over the 27 below zero winter I was experiencing in Muncie. The coldest I have ever been. I had been blessed with an awesome five-year tenure in Muncie, but here was an opportunity to go to one of Florida's finest cities and enjoy the year-around beauty and warmth of FL. Leavening a very secure presidency is never easy, no matter how attractive the next position seems to appear. But I did apply, was interviewed and selected. I was honored in 1994 to receive from then-Governor Evan Bay the II the Council of the Sagamores of the Wabash Award II, which is the highest award bestowed by the governor. State Senator Hurley Goodhall was a Democrat and I'm sure responsible for the governor's recognition. He had become a good friend to me and appreciative for all the chamber had done for Muncie. He knew I was a Republican but also knew that I had worked extremely hard to make sure the chamber was truly bipartisan when it came to our economic developments. Because of him, Phil Nichols and Mayor Carey, all Democrats, we accomplished great things for Muncie and Delaware County. It was political teamwork at its best. During my tenure, one of our best annual chamber dinners was the night we had Vice President Dan Quayle come as our keynote speaker. I'm sure Van Smith was responsible for getting his fellow Hoosier to come to Muncie. My chamber chairs, Mary Sissel, John Bowles, Pete Drum, Bill Peterson and Will Davis, were all tremendous leaders. What will await me in St. Petersburg?